Now we're going to explore a little bit about contentment. Making sure the lower half of your body is nice and still. Your back is gently straight all the way up to the neck. Simply drop your gaze in front of you or allow your eyes to gently close. Return your attention to the breath as it enters and leaves the body. Take three long, slow breaths. Allow the air to enter deeply into your chest. See your stomach rise and fall with each breath. What do we understand by contentment? Does contentment depend on what we have or how we think? Is being content a quality that we're born with, or can we make a conscious intention to be content? And when we are content, what difference does it make to us and to the way we live? What is the connection, if any, between contentment and happiness? The 16 guidelines define contentment as the art of enjoying who we are and what we have. Contentment doesn't hold us back from wishing to learn and grow or to make the world a better place. It simply means that we do this at a steady pace without anxiety or stress. To be content is to be at peace with ourselves, free from craving, discomfort, and dissatisfaction. Yet for many people, to be content with who we are and what we have is one of the biggest challenges we face. What does contentment mean to you? Take a quiet breath, relax your shoulders, soften your eyes. See whether you can connect with a feeling of contentment, of having enough, of not needing anything else, and being at peace. Perhaps you felt content when you woke up in bed this morning. Did you experience contentment when you ate breakfast or set out on your daily activities? Without any sense of judgment, just observe whether you have felt content at any time today. If you have experienced contentment today, what did it feel like? If not, just imagine what it might be like to carry out even one of your everyday activities with a feeling of contentment. Discontent is woven into the very fabric of modern life. We are constantly encouraged to believe that doing more, owning more, eating or drinking more, traveling more, having more friends, or having more and better sex will fulfill and bring us happiness. What if we personally choose to resist the constant itch to be more or to have more, and instead choose to prioritize contentment? Imagine yourself standing or sitting comfortably and alone in a quiet, open space. It is empty in all directions, as far as you can see. Bring to mind whatever clothing you possess: shirts, trousers, sweaters, socks, shoes, coats. Imagine them all around you. in this open space, either in neat piles or just in one big heap. Think of your kitchen with all its equipment, its pots and pans and cupboards and fridges full of food. Bring all that along as well. Pile it high or arrange it neatly, just as you wish. What else do you own or use on a daily basis? Do you use electronic devices? Bring them also into this open space. Are you getting the idea? Bring along anything that's been overlooked. Bring your home itself, the house, garage, apartment, even the garden. Gently gather everything around you. Now, let's just sit for a moment with all these objects. Let them surround us. We can acknowledge the usefulness of each item and feel gratitude for what we have. We can rejoice in our good fortune. We can consider the idea that, in this moment, whatever material possessions we have are enough. There is nothing lacking. We can acknowledge with contentment that whatever we need in this world at this moment is here with us right now. We can reflect that there will inevitably be changes to our possessions in the future, and that we can influence those changes by how we connect with what we have in the present moment. Now, gradually, let all these objects dissolve away until the space around you is quiet and open, just as it was before. Allow the stillness of this moment to permeate your senses and soften your breathing. Can you sense the potential for contentment, regardless of the situation? Where you are, right here, right now. Now, let's bring to mind our sense of who we are. Maybe you are a parent or a grandparent, husband or wife, student, employee or employer. Recall the connections you have to others and invite them to join you in this quiet and open space. One by one and in groups, bring along your partner, children, friends, co-workers, and the people in your neighborhood, including the people who are more problematic for you. And also your pets and the animals and birds who populate your personal world. Sense the many connections you have to close and distant to all these people. Now, let's just sit for a minute with all these people and creatures. Can we extend gratitude to each of them and acknowledge our connection? We can rejoice in our good fortune. We can acknowledge with contentment that whatever we need in the world at this moment is here with us right now. We can reflect that there will inevitably be changes to our relationships in the future, and that we can influence those changes by how we connect with what we have in this present moment. Gradually, let all these people and creatures dissolve away until the space around you is quiet and just open as it was before. Allow the stillness of this moment to permeate your senses and soften your breathing. Can you sense the potential for contentment regardless of the situation? Where you are, right here, right now? Contentment, the understanding that what we have is sufficient to our needs, is a state of mind we can gradually learn to bring to every experience and to every circumstance. May the practice of contentment enrich your life and the life of those around you. Take a moment to consider how you can generate contentment in the coming week. Finally, let's dedicate the positive energy and increased understanding from this session to all those who are ill, mentally or physically, may they have good health. To all those who are hungry or thirsty, may they have food and drink. To all those who are being harmed by violence, war or conflict, may they be at peace. To all those who don't have a home, may they be comfortable and safe. To those who are challenged with loneliness, disharmony or financial pressure, may they have an end to their worries and increase their happiness. How wonderful it would be if all those people around you, in the city, in the country, in the entire world, were to fulfill their full potential.